Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Claypool, he talked about himself and he talked about last year.
You know, ups and downs. I know a lot of people are, you know, going to say I was terrible, but, you know, there are some good things, some bad things, and we learn from the bad things and make the good things better.
Okay, Chase Claypool, when that's a much more diplomatic answer, as opposed to saying, you know how I could be better, as if, you know, they play music at practice. And I think that people latched onto that and looked at Chase Claypool as somebody who doesn't try hard. And maybe he's saddled with sort of a reputation that isn't justly deserved. Now, what is the reasonable expectation for Chase Claypool? I think that's a very real and a good football discussion headed into this 2022 football season. Because I think that a very real and reasonable expectation for Chase Claypool is, with a new offense, with a new quarterback, is, and I hate the label, and I'm not going to, like, who's a number one, who's a number two receiver, but he should be a difference maker in more football games than not.
Give me, like, the guy I saw the first 4 years of his rookie year. The guy who scored four touchdowns, granted three of them in one game, but the guy who scored four touchdowns in his first four games as a rookie, and since then has scored seven touchdowns in 27 games. That's the difference-making part of the game that I want Chase Claypool to be involved in. I remember watching clips when they drafted him and looking at how effective he was in the middle of the field, especially in the red zone, short yardage. He could do a million different things. And I saw him do one thing last year. It was run a nine route, a streak route, whatever you want to call it, dive for the ball, and hope to draw a defensive pass interference call. Some of that was on his quarterback, no doubt, but I want to see the guy who makes big plays in the important parts of the field.
And I think people are so edgy with Chase Claypool because of his intangibles. I mean, his size, 6'4", 235 pounds, ran a 4.440. I mean, if you put that on a football field, that's the prototypical football player, really. Like, you know, offensive football player, you should be dominating. And, you know, he just needs to raise his level of play and trust himself and trust, you know, he's there for a reason. Like, I mean, you go into situation, and I always said that Chase Claypool honestly would fit better as an extended tight end. I don't think he's that great of an outside receiver, downfield receiver, even though he has the size and speed. I think that if he worked in the middle of the field, he would completely dominate. You can just picture a flex tight end and you know, and this is getting besides the point a little bit, but a flex tight end on the right with him, a flex tight end on the left with Pat Freiermuth, controlling the middle of the field, that's unstoppable.
He mentioned that yesterday, too.
Did he?
Yeah, he said he wants to play a little bit more inside and try to get his game more well-rounded. I'll answer it real simple. Give me 1,000 yards and give me 10 touchdowns. He scored 13 combined touchdowns rushing and receiving, if you include the playoffs, his rookie season. Give me that. And
he did that, though, without a running back that they think will make a big difference. So I don't want to be held to numbers as much as I want to be held to making a difference when it's time to make a difference. What I want is Chase Claypool, if the score is, you know, 21-20 and the Steelers have a minute 38 and just one timeout on the clock, I want him to be somebody that can catch a succession of balls in the middle of the field and get up quickly, hand it to the official, and go and chunk off.
That's an important part there.
Right.
Get up quickly and hand
right.
it to the official.
Honestly, and chunk off 22 yards and then get it to the official and line up and spike it and then get one for 15 yards down the rail. It felt like later on as the season progressed last year, he couldn't be counted on in key situations.
I also need a little extra touch of maturity. Like, I don't need the guy who's going to go on a Zoom call and make a point to say that the Browns are going to go out to KC and get crushed the next week, so it doesn't matter that you lost to them. I don't need the guy who, to your point, Colin, is going to spike the ball make the first down signal, I mean, on that play in Minnesota and not get back to the line and then blame it on everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I get it. You're young. Right. You're going to make mistakes. But when you do make those mistakes, just own them. That's all. That's part of growing up.
He committed a ton of penalties last year, too. I didn't see where it all wound up, but there was a while he was leading the league in penalties. I mean, not just as a wide receiver, but the league.
Yeah, it is a maturity issue. And, you know, you think about when he came into the league and when he was drafted and when he was taken with the first pick that the Steelers had in that second round. One of the things, and this is, have we seen it from a physicality standpoint? Because one of the things celebrated was watch his special teams video. Not that the Steelers are going to put him on teams, and they shouldn't, but where has that been? Where has he, Dorn, stock blocked somebody?
Never.
Or turned them around or put them in the dirt? And he has the, as you pointed out, the body type and structure to do it if he wants. That's about want.
Yeah, it's definitely about, everything is about want, and especially playing that position. I mean, even going after balls. I mean, you saw last year, you know, he would untimely go after footballs and, you know, stop and at the wrong time. Everything is about want. You know, he could be a really, really good wide receiver in the NFL.
When he
you
gets off the bus, to. You go, oh my gosh, who yes. the hell is this
right.
kid?
He's yeah. built for it.
Right.
You know, I'm going to throw out a situation real quick. There's a guy, I'm not going to name his name, but he had the intangibles as Chase Claypool. And I always told him, I was like, listen, this is what I did my rookie year. I went and trained with Larry Fitzgerald because I knew Larry Fitzgerald personally, but I knew that he was the best wide receiver in the game. Like, if you want to raise your level of play, you be around the best. I'm not saying Chase Claypool isn't doing that in his offseason, doing that right now, making himself a better wide receiver. But in order to do that, you got to be around the guys that are good.
Well,
you got to be around the guys that are great.
He
to learn.
Should win every matchup. Here's why. He is much more – he's much bigger – and can run with at 4'4 in his height anybody out on the edge.
Mm-hmm.
He might not be as physical, but he should blow by, if they put him in the slot,
mm-hmm.
any outside backer that tries to run with him or safety mm-hmm. that comes up. That where does he lose on paper any matchup?
No.
There's none on the field that he loses.
This
That's
is
the
where,
part I don't
this is
there's
where,
no corner that can match up
right.
with him.
And I don't want to excuse Chase Claypool, but this is where it does come back somewhat to the quarterback and the OC. And putting him in the best possible positions. You know, if everybody expects he's going to just line up out on the edge and run fly patterns all day again this year, motion him back into the slot. Let him run something down the seam. Let him beat a smaller, you know, safety maybe, or outrun a linebacker. Let him do that. Let him do the what Jarvis Landry did to the Steelers a couple years ago when he carved them up in that wild card game.
Easier said than done, though. And I'm not saying Chase Claypool isn't maybe a student of the game, but you can't just tell a guy, hey, line up in a different spot and run this. You have to learn. It's different,
yeah.
you know. And maybe he's not grasping, you know, the way to transition into other receiver spots. It's hard. Some guys are just X's, some guys are just Z's, some guys can do both, some guys are in the slot.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.